Let's talk to Peter Kelly from the Poverty Alliance, who was at the meeting today. Hello, Peter.
Hi, John.
What was the... Well, any solutions?
Well, I think you heard from the First Minister there some of the key issues that were discussed, some of the really quite difficult issues that were discussed. We are... Mince our words here. This is a humanitarian crisis we'll be talking about. If these price hikes go ahead in October, the scale of those price hikes are like nothing that we've seen before. So I think that key message that you've heard the First Minister say there is one that we would share, and one that was shared right across this meeting, whether it's advocacy organisations or energy companies, that the UK government needs to act and needs to stop this price rise. It will be disastrous if not.
You know, we had an expert on who's spent a lifetime working in the energy business, who said, look, the rich, is 85% of people listening in terms of households can afford this, 15% can't. So it should be, any help directed should be directed at those who cannot afford this.
And I think that's a clear message that we've been making for quite some time.
So
that's,
what do you think we should do then?
So I think there's various things. The First Minister again touched on some of the things that we've been calling for a while in terms of additional cash support. So that is things like ensuring that we're doing more around the bridging payments for Scottish Child Payment, increasing a one-off payment for Scottish Child Payment early next year. These are all things that I know that the Scottish Government is actively considering. I think the other important part of the discussion today was around the role of energy companies and making sure that they're doing all that they can to help those most vulnerable customers. And I have to say, you know, it may well be 15%, which is a lot of people, mm-hmm. a lot of customers.
One in six.
Yeah, that can't afford these bills. So yes, we need to target support and information to them, but there is going to be a lot of people worried about their ability to pay these bills. And of course, nobody pays their energy in isolation. They pay their energy alongside their mortgage, their rent, their food bills, which are all also going up. So I think we need to think about this in the whole. And that was it was a constructive discussion this afternoon. We don't have the silver bullet that we can beat this problem with. And we do need to do all that we can to mitigate, because this is a significant crisis.
Okay, Peter, thank you as always. Peter Kelly from the Poverty Alliance.